Time now for the Belichrader. Coach Belichick rejoins me here in the show. And, Coach, a lot of running games, both by Denver and Pittsburgh, we're going to take a look at right here.
Yeah, you know, you kind of think of Denver as a passing team, and they have great receivers and a great passing game and a great pass rush on both sides of the ball. But really, the run defense here is outstanding, as well as their running game. So we'll take a look at both of them. Sly Williams, the nose tackle, does a real good job. They're strong up front, and they're very difficult to run against. They do an excellent job here. You know, this is Ware setting the edge. You know, Miller coming off the block inside. You just see there's kind of really nowhere to go there. You know, nobody's blocked. Everybody's in good position defensively. You know, and this is a big series for the Broncos in this game, where they, you know, had good field position, got the stop, got the ball back, and, you know, were able to turn that around.
Seems like they had great field position all day long.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, they sure did. And then the front on the pass rush, you know, Wolf, really an underrated player here. You can see his power coming up inside. I think we know about the, you know, the edge guys. This is, you know, Shane Ray here, Miller coming off the offensive right side. So, you know, whether it's, Ware, Miller, Ray, McCray, Barrett, they got great edge pressure. But then, you know, up inside, they do a good job. And here's Wolf, who's, you know, just running over the center. You know, Rivers has no chance to step up in the pocket. You know, the front does a good job in the running game. They do an excellent job rushing the passer.
A little different than Knighton, right? He gets more leverage,
yeah,
so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay. Offense.
And, of course, the running game, you know, excellent blocking patterns. You know, Coach Kubiak's well known for his zone scheme. They run him strong. They run him weak. This is Hillman, you know, hitting the edge. You know, good quickness to get through the line of scrimmage. You know, breaks it into clear there. You know, it's an easy, you know, an easy touchdown run. So, you know, we got to do a great job. This is the, you know, similar to the play that they ran against us in the overtime,
sure,
out there that beat us. So, you know, we're going to have to do a great job stopping that running game. Once they get that going, then that sets up the play action passes and all that. Here's a good look at it right there. There's the zone run here behind Schofield and Vasquez. And, you know, they just get enough on them. And, you know, San Diego's kind of in position, but not good enough. They just can't get off and make the play. Miss a tackle here, which, of course, that's always a problem defensively when we don't tackle well. And, you know, there's the touchdown. And then, of course, come back and, you know, run the same plays with Anderson, whether it's out of the shotgun or under center. But another good run by Anderson on the zone play. You know, Cincinnati doesn't have it handled on the backside. So Anderson cuts it back again. Another missed tackle. You know, good burst there, and, you know, 50-yard touchdown. So,
Vader.
Yep. So run defense, run offense. Denver does a great job on both sides of the ball. Run.
Good luck tomorrow in your fifth straight AFC championship game. Go get them, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, though.
All right, there's your Belichrader. More Patriots All Access live from Denver right after this.